Well, it's time for another Beyond the Playbook. And with us this morning, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay. Merry Christmas Eve.
Hey, thank you very much for that. Unfortunately, I did not get the gift I sought, and that was a Bills victory yesterday. They lose to the Patriots 24-12. And most certainly a sloppy game. Why don't you break it down for us?
Yeah, it was a sloppy and weird game, to say the least. On Friday, I said there was an opening for the Bills because Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski were aged, and they looked that part yesterday as Brady passed for just 126 yards, had two interceptions. Gronkowski had no catches at all, so if you were to tell me that ahead of time, I'd say the Bills have a great opportunity for the win. But the biggest headline of the day turned out to be the Bills' biggest disappointment, and that was their putrid run defense, which allowed the Patriots to rush for their sixth highest total in franchise history with 273 yards and two touchdowns. That the Patriots rushed for more than twice as many yards as Tom Brady passed for was a real embarrassment for Buffalo's defense and the biggest reason they lost the game. But a close second was the Bills' maddening offense and their inability to make the most of their opportunities. Josh Allen had an up-and-down day with 217 yards passing for one touchdown and two interceptions, but it was just tough to criticize him too much because it's not hyperbole to suggest that their receiving corps is downright awful. Allen made some big throws early that were flat-out drops, including two third-down conversions dropped by Isaiah McKenzie, who had a bad day, to put it mildly, and one likely touchdown dropped by Robert Foster, who appeared to lose the ball in the sun but just needed to make that play. You know, while Allen was far from great, I would have loved to have seen how the game played out if those early catches were made, which would have allowed him to get into maybe a bit of a rhythm and could have led to a very different outcome, but we'll never know.
All right, let's maybe look forward to things here just a little bit. What kind of impact for the future do you take away from yesterday's game?
I think the defensive performance was an anomaly, as we just haven't seen them that bad against the run this year, and it looks like they missed Matt Milano, whose athleticism certainly could have helped against multiple sweep handoffs to receiver Cordarrelle Patterson. So I'm not inclined to overreact to their performance as bad as it was. They can make schematic adjustments, work to learn from that, and become a trend so it doesn't become a trend next season. In my opinion, the biggest problem by far is their lack of offensive playmakers. The Bills just they need to make significant upgrades at receiver, tight end, and even running back to take a step forward next season. After the draft, I made no secret of my dislike for the Bills drafting Josh Allen, and I have to say that he's shown some growth and talent this season that has made me reconsider his potential. But the biggest reason that I didn't like him as the Bills pick was because his accuracy was statistically bad with less than 60% of a completion rate. And yesterday, while he wasn't overly accurate, what he did do consistently was put the ball in spots where more talented receivers could have helped him out and made plays. In addition to the outright drops, there were plays like the high but catchable incompletion to tight end Logan Thomas in the end zone, and another to Robert Foster, who made just a poor adjustment on a comeback route just shy of the end zone. I guess my point is that better talent is badly needed to make those plays as they were makeable. And whether it's Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, their talent relies in part on the players around them doing their part to make them better and consistently coming down with tough catches. So next year, I have little doubt the Bills will make it a priority to improve the offense with skilled players who can do their part. And if Allen, he can just meet him in the middle, they'll start winning yesterday's kind of game, and wouldn't that be fun? But in the meantime, plan to enjoy some made-from-scratch pierogies at my aunt and uncle's tonight and my parents tomorrow, and they're not made by me, but my amazing wife, Sarah, who's 9 months pregnant but was still part of the production team with a bunch of families, just trying to make sure I'll be fatter on Friday than I am today.
All right, well, we definitely have that to look forward to. You put a good spin on an otherwise disappointing day for the Bills yesterday. Matt Sabuda, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Jack.